Beginnt der Koran Daf, Misech des Saned und Daf Yud Beis, beginnt der Alf, beginnt der Master, beginnt der Gemara, Ruhuyo Hisa Oysa Shonish of the Sabbath. It really was fit for that year to make it into every year. But just because the Shonash B'tzayich is a famine year, different they didn't. So it says Tzayich B'tzayich, we're going to say Menale. How does the Gemara actually know? Dilma Avivu, Deloi Hava. Maybe, it's not because of Shonash B'tzayich, maybe because, yeah, as we point out in the Gemara, that obviously there was a problem about the spring, that it was off-season, but maybe the other two reasonings are the fruits of the tree and the tkufa, were as they were supposed to be. Now, Vaminan, and we said previously, if we only have one of them off, that itself is why we would not make an Ibriyah, but not because of the fact that the Shnas B'tzeres. Pesham says, we could say, we could presume, keeping the Baal Shalishia, since that area, Hakala Shabaret Yisrael, which was the quickest place to produce fruits in Eretz Yisrael, Loibichra, it didn't produce Elaminecha, only one species of barley. Shemaminus, obviously the Paris Ilan Nami Loihava, obviously that the fruits of the tree were not going to be ripened by Shavuos time, and therefore that was the second reason that should have been. Obviously that they didn't do it because it was a famine year. But then says you're gonna say, but then the Yehuda who do Loihava. Maybe right, in Judea maybe okay, also the Paris Ilan weren't ready. But maybe the other two places there were, and we said you have to have two places to do it. This we also learn from which is the quickest. And it didn't produce. Obviously, the other two places did not produce. Also, so again, it must be the reason why they didn't make it into Shnas Iber is because of the fact that it was a famine year. So why didn't Elisha make it into an Iber year? If we see how late the barley were in ripening. So it says, we can say, Manol and the Libra. How do we know that he didn't make it into Ibra? Bisham says, it exists. Dim Isa de Ibra, if it would have been that he made it into Libra, EF should not possibly shlay mitzin, become a mean acha Omer. Can't be that if it would have been a month later, they wouldn't have had many different types after the Omer, and they only had barley. Obviously, he did not make it into Ibra. Next test master begins the mother, Im Abin Ella Adr. That when we make a leap, you will only add on another Adr. Bechosha Hadashim, now all the other months, Im Abin, we don't extend. To make another one of them, because the Chassidut says in Megillas Esther, L'chaydish name Asr, who chaydish Adar? That for the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, V'ima Abin Achas, Mishar, Chadashim, and if we were to make an Ibriya of one of the other months, L'abba Adar, Shneim Asr, Adar would not be the 12th month, and it says that that's when the Yom Tov Purim is on the 12th month, obviously Adar is always the 12th, and then the extra one is the 13th, is Adar Shani. The next test master begins with the Gemara. Limeshan lechaverta. Neither do we make an Ibra year from one year to the next. Which Pirshu Kunt Rashi explains, meaning shana zu this year she'enu tzichel esaver that does not need to be extended. Im abin, you're not going to make it into Ibra year kedil esaker shana bot so that it could work out for the following year. That's how Rashi explains. So it's v'ena lashon mashmakin. The wording doesn't sound like that. It's not for this year, for the next year. And there the Ma'ariv, this says it appears to explain the l'chashiv, it means for the calculation. The mechashim the b'shana zu, we don't calculate in this year, al shana shalachareo for the following year. But avagav the lemigalan, even though you're not going to reveal it. Bekamakam, however, in mechashim, you don't make calculation, lismech alisa cheshbin, to rely on that calculation, shalaylas is cheshbin nachat, to not have to make another calculation. No, it's b'shana l'chaverta that you can't make calculation, and you have to make the calculation in that next year itself. Not 3 years, one after the other. Pidush, in other words, Ritzufais, consecutive. We don't want Nisan and Pesach to be coming out in the middle of the summer. That's Kiddush Pidush, because like the way Rashi explains. It's a little bit difficult. Because the Ma'ir is Shalish, and why are you saying three? Then even two consecutive years would push Pesach way off. More of the Kumar Bishim says Mais Ribbi Kiva, Shibi Gibbashan Mitsufa is that he went and he made the Ibiyah three consecutive years. Rabban Mahadrile and Rabban Respondent says no, Bezn Yashva Kobukalachas Bizmana. Don't worry, the court went and sat and established each one at its appropriate time. Pidush, in other words. Balay Ritzufa, so that's what the Gemara is answering. It's saying that it was not consecutive. But it says Taisa, based on that interpretation, I mean, Aloshan Mashbekin, the wording doesn't sound like that. It sounds like then just say they weren't Ritzufas. Why have to say Yashba Kobu Kolachas Bezman? So rather, it says, Benir Ritzim Koloshan Acher Shapesh, because like the second shot Rashi brings. The Emer Abram Gimel Shana, what does it mean you cannot make Ibra 3 years? Hainu She'en Lekaivim Bepam Achas. We don't sit in deliberations at one time. Liya Shalashana Mubeges, to have 3 years Mubeges, even Kolachas Bezman, even each one in its own time. Well, the Pirish said, now according to this interpretation, Lay Tach is not possible, Shapirish, that what we explain mishon l'chaverta from one year to the next, the mashma that sounds like the moed Reb Shimon bereisha that Reb Shimon agrees in the first halacha. In other words, before we had explained that this we say in me'ab mishon l'chaverta means you can't make this year calculations for the following year. So it sounds like Reb Shimon agrees to that, and he only disagrees regarding the halacha of gimashon b'zohachazu. But based on what we explained right now, Reb Shimon disagrees and he holds that it's possible to make the calculation of an ibra of 3 years in one cheshbon. It comes that he disagrees on the first halacha also. Next test matzah begins with the Gemara Chayshin Ligushehin. So that was the machlekes. If we're concerned for the earth that comes with the vegetables from Eretz Amim, if you let to import them or not. So Pesach Kondrash explains, in other words, the metam oil, because the earth from Chutz La'aretz contaminates when you're in the same oil or if it leans over someone. So the states of Kasha is difficult because the Tanim Sechus Alis, we learned in a Mishnah, in Sechus Alis, the Gush above Eretz Amim, the earth that comes from the Chutz La'aretz, time contaminates only by touch and by carrying, but not in the same oil. I bought the mashma prepare kama the Shabbos up to his wavim beis and menozet dav nandal mebeis mitam ba'ol that contaminates in oil. So it says in the dafka that's specifically be'eretz amim in chutz la'aretz. I'm heavy ma'afach al eretz yisrael, but if you bring from its earth to eretz yisrael, lo mitam ba'ol, it's not contaminated in oil. L'chein tzorach lem, it says that we have to say docha dechashin l'gushayin, here that we were concerned for the klam, sa'in yishalei itam, be'ma'ag ha'masa, that should not contaminate with touch and carrying, but you're right, it's not with the tumah of oil. Next test master begins the Gemara, Shibra Shon Neha Tumah. Buda brings the right to Shita that you extend the year because of Tumah from Chizkir HaMelech, who's Ma'ab the Shon because of Tumah. So Pesach B'Kohen Rashi explains, Nitmu B'Avoy Dezar, that they became Tumah with idol worship. Because Avoy Dezar Metameh, it contaminates as Prod Perker B'Kiva, Nath Pei Beis, Amanal of Kemes, like a dead person. Now, says Tesis, Avagav, the Tumah Savoy Dezar, Amidrabanan, even though it's only Rabbinic Tumah, Mo'isa Shah, from that moment, Shema Gazula, maybe they had made the Gezerah then, and therefore they had that rabbinic tama. Darash the Hasim Ekrai, because they expounded over there from Sukkim, the Dibri HaKabbalah, and that and it's not Sukkim from the Torah, so you see it's rabbinic, but it could be that it started already then. Now, Bishami, I mean, the Shami brings the Gugosa Shal Arena Yavusi Matsu. They actually found the skull of Arena HaYavusi, Tachas HaMizbeach, and therefore that's where they were tummy. Now, since Taisa Vatim, it's a wonder that Shahadei, that in the 15 days, HaYuchaylin Litar, they could have purified themselves. So, well, why do they have to extend it, right? It's at Rosh Chodesh time now. And you're talking about Pesach, which is 15 days from now. But it's enough to be sprayed day 3, day 7. And they weren't missing the ashes of the Paraduma to do the purification. Throughout the entire first place of Mikdash, they had the ashes of the cow of Moshe. Like it's brought in Mesechta Parah, Gimel Mishnah Hei, the Shnia. So they had it throughout the entire first Beis Hamikdash, and because the Shniyah Asa Ezra, the second part that was ever done, was done by Ezra in the second Beis Hamikdash. So they had Moshe Rabbeinu at the time. So B'Shem Lohayad of Mezuman L'Torah, but it says maybe they just didn't have it prepared to use it a Tara, and therefore they weren't going to be able to get Tara in time, and therefore they had to push it off for that reason.